Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your host today. Gosh, we've been doing these monthly meditations now for over 10 years. We started in June of 2014, and it's just so heartwarming to have this group continue month after month, year after year. And I know that that consistency makes a difference in the field, definitely. So thank you again so much for being here. And if you're listening to this on the recording, thank you for showing up and doing it off our website. So I'm excited to have Fratima Freeman here today to lead the meditation. I've known her for a very long time. And Fratima began receiving and sharing spiritual guidance back around 1990. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her journey has taken her across many continents, from England to India to the United States. And during a four-year solitary retreat in the wilderness of the Southwest in the U.S., she received numerous profound transmissions, including a series of visualizations for healing the planet. This was back in the late 90s. And so she's been working with this energy and these transmissions for all these years. So I'm very excited to have her today. She's right now working as a psychotherapist, a counselor, offering people spiritual guidance. But today she's here to do some water healing. So thank you, Fratima. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaste. Shall we begin?
Yes.
So let's start by just getting comfortable in your seat and taking some deep, deep breaths. And on the out breath, breathing out through the base of your spine or the bottoms of your feet, as though you're releasing down into the earth. And on the in-breath, drawing up and in through your body, the energy of the earth, and feeling the expansion of your ribcage and your lungs and your shoulder girdle and your shoulder blades, so that your heart begins to soften and expand at the heart center. And as you get comfortable in your seat, become aware of the energy field that you are sitting in. So that you sense the shape of your own body and the space that it takes up, and also the space around you in the room. And using the breath to settle deeply into the present. Allow yourself to become aware, not just of the space of the room, but the space of the building that you're sitting in. And then the street that the building is on. And then the town and the county. So that you begin softly and gently to telescope out with your awareness, and at the same time having a sense of your energy space expanding and expanding until you can see the country that your town sits in and the continent that the town is, that the country is in. And using the breath to ground you to the earth, allow yourself to expand even further until you can see the planet in front of you, in motion as it is slowly turning and revolving, beautiful, miraculous globe of life. And as you pull your awareness out, become aware of a great gathering of beings around the planet that is a circle or a sphere, like a grid around the planet of healers from all dimensions. So you have earth spirits and divine angels, and you have ancestors and ascended masters, archangels and teachers and beings from other realms, extraterrestrials and from other galaxies, all of whom come together to bless this planet and to bring healing to it. And step into this circle, and as you do, bring with you all of your own guides and healers and teachers, and begin to draw in to yourself and into the circle divine healing energy as light. So that it suffuses you and moves through you as a force that you can use for healing, and lights up the entire circle as you stand in it. And as you watch the planet, you can become aware of the light and the energy flowing towards the planet that is pure healing. And as we begin our own healing meditation, we bring this energy and this power and force with us, riding the wave and also moving it through us. And allow yourself now to come closer towards the planet. And as you move towards it, bring your attention to the magnetic field around it. And just because you can, move the force of your energy through it so that field becomes rounder and stronger and more alive as it protects the Earth from space radiation. And moving now within that magnetic field, coming towards the ozone layer that surrounds the planet, and protect us and all that grows on the earth from the UV rays from the sun. And again, using the power of light and energy, fluff up that ozone layer, spreading it and moving the gases so that the hole at the southern tip gets filled in. Saving the crops from burning up and saving animals and humans from cancer caused by too much UV. And now coming inside the ozone layer, taking your first beautiful view of the planet close up and beginning to focus on the water system that keeps the Earth alive. 80% of the surface of the Earth covered in water, in a magical closed system that moves through evaporation from the ocean to the clouds, and from the clouds to the earth as rain, and through the rain to rivulets and streams and rivers and back to the ocean, stopping at lakes and at watering holes and at springs and diving deep to become aquifers. And so as you come towards the planet, visioning yourself hanging in the clouds, as they become fuller and heavier with water, and as the water begins to fall as rain, seeing yourself become the rain, dissolving into a million drops, falling through the air, but calling with you divine healing energy as light, so that every tiny drop is infused with the bright light of healing energy that spreads as it falls to the rain around you, so that the sky becomes lit up with bright, healing, sparkling, light-filled water. And as it falls to the peaks and begins to trickle and be gathered in the folds of the mountains and the hills, and slowly and then faster and faster moves into streams and into rivers, all of them become lit with the same divine healing light, so that the brightness not only enlivens and awakens and multiplies the water, but the healing energy spreads to all of the flora along the riverbeds and to the earth beneath. And so that as you move as water, you trail healing with you through the rocks and through the land and down into the rivers, cleansing and detoxing, aerating and enlivening fattening up the drops as they fall and as they travel down through the rivers. No matter how young or how old, how direct or meandering, moving through into the ocean, bringing with them minerals and rocks and dirt that transform into the ocean as salt and sand. And as the rivers move into the oceans, every one of them calls in divine healing light, as though the oceans are lit up with light, lights of all colors, amethyst and blue and the pink of divine love, washing through the waters, pulling out toxins, dropping them down through the bottom of the ocean, down into the earth crust, so that the waters are purified and cleansed, even from sound pollution. All of the sounds soften through this cleansing. And the plastics, these great islands of plastics, begin to shrink and dissolve. And all of the waste, all of the debris begins to form back into its original form and is channeled down through the earth, through the ocean bed, into the crust of the earth, where it settles back into great pools of oil and rock and sand, calling light through your cells into the oceans, every one of them, so that the tides pull and push, detoxifying and washing through. And the song of the whales becomes louder, and the talk of the dolphins, the chatter, can be heard for hundreds of miles. And all of the bottom dwellers relax and rest and open in their nature. There's a sense of flow and aliveness and joy carried through the water. And as the water evaporates, you rise with it back up into the clouds. And as the rain falls this time, you fall on the lakes and the watering holes and all of the waters that sit on the surface of the earth. And into your favorite lakes, lakes everywhere on the planet, you pour yourself with all this healing light, so that your cells, as they fall as rain, are dancing with the joy of bringing healing to the lake. And as you move into them, cleansing and oxygenating and expanding, so that where there's been shrinkage, there's plenty. And you again allow the detox to happen and the toxins to sink through the crust of the earth, to be neutralized, to be turned into mulch, to be used for growth by the roots of the trees and plants that grow on the surface. And when the lakes are full and the sense of water is plenty, and the water again begins to evaporate, you rise up once again with it, resting in the clouds. And as the rain begins to fall this time, you become that rain, that cleansing, healing rain that falls through the poorest areas all over the planet, down into the aquifers, refilling those subterranean areas, all over the world, with great lakes of healing, clean water. And as you do this, you feel the earth relax. And breathe. And settle into balance. And as you do this, all of the waters of the plains that have flooded seep down into the earth and away into the subterranean lake. And as you rest here, feeling the earth breathe, feeling the healing energy of the water blessing our earth, feeling the peace of balance that we crave so much. Not just humans, but all beings. Allowing the water to put everything to right. And you let yourself once again move to the surface and rise up in evaporation towards the clouds. And this time you bring your precipitation to the poles as snow and as ice. And as you do so, you fall in with all your strength. The healing of the ice pack in the north and the south, and you build it. You build it as you fall from the sky. So that the penguins and the polar bears can proliferate and flourish. And all the breeding grounds that depend on ice can come back into balance. And from this vista at the poles, you hold the healing of the whole planet in your hands and in your energy field. And you bring that great circle of healing here so that it is empowered by all of the healers on all of the planes. That this earth rest and breathe peacefully. And all the beings upon it know peace. And as you hold this space of peace and of balance, allow yourself to fall into your own heart. And to feel the great, great love that brings you to this healing place. And that is the healing. Holding the earth in your heart. Huge, vast love. For all beings on this planet. Sentient and non-sentient. For the rocks and the trees, for the mountains and the desert, the great wisdom of the mammals and the fish and the animals that live upon it. Holding all this in your heart as you vision an earth in which all beings live their true natures. So that there is peace and harmony and grace within and between. And these qualities live in the water that shines out on our planet and holds it and contains it. And through which we pour our love and as we do this, We pour it into the hearts of all the human race, offering peace and inclusion and oneness. And immense compassion for those who suffer in disasters, from natural disasters, in war zones, from the fumbling of humans. Those who suffer in the ignorance of hatred and in the deep pain of separation. Holding the great unity of the earth within our circle of healing. And calling yourself back now, gently, on the planet. Finding your way to the continent that you live on. In the country that you live in. And the town, and the street, and the room, and the street, and finding your way back into your body, rounding down through the base of your spine, or the bottoms of your feet, into the beloved earth. Taking some deep, deep breaths. Feeling the healing within your body on the in-breath. And releasing down into the earth on the out-breath. Allowing yourself to settle into your seat. With the love and the healing sitting in you. We bow to this beautiful earth. And we bow to this circle of healers, dedicated to healers, who come together for the earth. May all beings know the wonder of love on this planet. May we meet in unity. And may we all be touched by grace. May it be so.
Thank you, Pratima. That was really beautiful. Well, let's
thank you all for being here.
Yeah. I'd like to just take a couple minutes here since we have a few minutes. Just focus all this beautiful healing energy that Pratima has helped us create, and let's send it out to everyone in the United States that's been affected by Hurricane Helene, and also to everyone in the Middle East that's being affected by these wars, as well as Ukraine. Let's just hold this for a minute and our healing love and light out to all of these people and animals, all the beings that are being affected. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pratima. Now it's really time to come back into your bodies. Wiggle your fingers, your feet, stretch, move your shoulders around, coming back into your bodies. We'll make sure everybody gets back into their bodies before they leave this call. Is there anybody that has something you'd like to share or express to Pratima? If you do, *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name. Okay, back in your bodies.
I'm so grateful. This is Muriel, and that was exquisite. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a hard one to come back from.
We went out pretty far. I like being the rain, I have to say.
That was fabulous. I loved being the rain.
This is Linda. I also enjoyed being the rain. That was quite a interesting concept. It was nice to participate in that way.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I feel like our silence is homage.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Muriel. No one else?
If the Pina, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Made me cry. Mm. Probably not the only one. I wanted to ask Fatima if you can say something. How did this come to you? It's just extraordinary.
Mm. You know, I just set the intention and then I let it sort of go where it wants to go. I didn't know that. Well, I sort of got a bit of a heads up that we were going to do this rain and evaporation and rain. But I never quite knew what it's going to be. So, I don't really know how to answer that question. I've been offering, you know, guided visualizations for healing for a long, long time. And it's always felt like it's a calling that I haven't fully developed, but whenever I do it, it takes me to a place that feels beyond the personal. Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're very good at it, Pratima. So I love it when you come and work with us. And I've done some of Pratima's other meditations in different contexts than the water meditations. And they're always beautiful and deep. And it always blows my mind that someone can just sit down and do that without any, you know, extensive planning. It's certainly not
more,
my way.
I feel more like the vehicle of it, you know, and
yeah,
it does it right for me. So that's
right, and that's how
I love
how it works.
I love
for you
doing it. Yeah, so I can get out of the way.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much again, Pratima. It was wonderful to have you here, and I hope that we can call on you to do another meditation sometime in the future.
Totally.
Yeah, next month, it's November 1st, will be our meditation. And Linda Guerra Applegate is going to lead that one. So we'll be in for a real treat with Linda. So I think it's time to just close this up. I'm going to unmute us so we can have our chaotic goodbye. And we'll see you all next month.
Thank you so much. So